Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What another great opportunity we have to open the Word of God to see what He has to say to us today, and knowing that He Himself is going to be our teacher. He does use people to share His Word, but it's truly God that wants us to know His Word. And so that's why we always go to Him in prayer when we begin our studies. We want Him to teach us and guide us in His Word. So pray with me, if you will, today. Heavenly Father, once again, we bless You, we honor You, we adore You, Lord. We give You all the glory for giving us life, breath, and even Your Word and understanding toward Your Word. We're just excited as we come to another lesson today. And Lord, we want to open our eyes, our ears, our hearts, and our minds to receive from You that which You have prepared for us. We ask You by Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And Heavenly Father, that You would give us the power to live according to that truth. And we'll be careful to bless You and thank You in Your Son Jesus' name as we do. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, What Do We Do? It's taken from the book of John, chapter 11, verse 47. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus stood at the grave where Lazarus was buried and cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, Loose him, and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees, and told them what things Jesus had done. And in chapter 11 and verse 47 of his book, John shared how the Pharisees asked, What do we? Or, what do we do? Where we read, Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, What do we? For this man does many miracles. The verse reads, Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, John began with the words, Then gathered, which means at that time collected together and assembled the chief priests or the high priest, and the Pharisees, which means and the men who belonged to a sect that seemed to have started after the Jewish exile. In addition to Old Testament books, the Pharisees recognized in oral tradition a standard of belief and life, a council or a session of assembly of people deliberating or adjudicating, and said, which means an uttered, declared, proclaimed, and asked, the following words. John shared how the high priests and the religious leaders known as the Pharisees assembled for a deliberation and asked the following question. The verse goes on to say, What do we? For this man does many miracles. John continued with the words, What do we? Which means, what are we to make ready, produce, or perform? For this man, which means, because since on account that this male human being, Jesus, does many miracles, or makes ready, performs, and produces a great number of signs, tokens, and wonders. John shared how the high priest and the Pharisees wondered how they were to respond to Jesus because he performed so many wonders and signs. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how perplexed these religious leaders who were gathered together were. Because Jesus did so many miracles, including raising people from the dead, these men did not know what to do. We shall discover some of their deliberations in our next verse, but their question is a relevant one for every person to ask. What do we do with Jesus? Those who are wise believe and trust in Him as their personal Savior and Lord, and those who are unwise attempt to destroy or minimize His message and works so they will never need to believe. God leaves the choice to every person, and their response incurs eternal consequences. Next time, John shares how the Pharisees say, If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.